back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore. At Baltimore Positive, we are positively into another beautiful week of first-place Oriole baseball, Ravens taking on the Colts. I've been holding up my Baltimore Colts belt buckle to try to get even this week. And, of course, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is back out on the road. We're going to be on a little bit of a hiatus in October because it's hard to plan anything with all this playoff baseball excitement around here. But I am going to have some Ravens scratch-offs to give away on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Coco's on Thursday, where Sig's going to be joining us. Max Weiss from Baltimore Magazine wrote a Oriole bandwagon thing, so I'll be wearing my Oriole Aparicio jersey. Also, our friends at Window Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube, sponsoring the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and getting us out on the road. I did have some winners at Fadley's last week. I took a little picture with a winner, so it was worth a crab cake. We had a $20 winner. John Martin joins us here. He's got money to give away, including this giant jackpot thing. And, you know, I hate when the lead story is like a $700 million jackpot, John, giving that kind of money away.
Yeah, that is tough. That is tough when you get into those rarefied air. But, you know, we do have breaking news, Nestor, breaking news from last night.
All right.
We had a couple winners on the Mega Millions tour. Not the big winners, but we did have what we call third tier prizes, which are $10,000 winners. And if you choose the mega player, and neither of these winners did.
By the way, I got it. I don't want to interrupt, but I need to interrupt because my wife bought two tickets the other day. She said to me, give me some money. Has your wife ever said that to you?
Never. I've never heard that before.
Right. Give me some money. I want to go get some lottery. We were at Costas with my son. We're like waiting for the Oriole game to come on, have a little crab soup, took some food to go on Saturday night. It worked out well because we left and they won. So when I go to the stadium, they lose. I stay home, they win. So she went over and she said, I need $6. I said, what would you buy? She said, I bought two tickets and I did the mega plier. So she listens to us.
There you go.
And I
there
said to her, John's going to be very, very proud that you did that. So yes.
I am, because she could easily point to these two lucky winners and say, you know what? You could have doubled your money. So $10,000 could have been $20,000 because the mega plier was two. But they opted not to. But if you have me holding a ticket and you shopped at Ollie's Beer, Wine, and Deli in Montgomery County in Rockville, I don't know if we have any fans in Rockville.
Do they have crab cake there? I don't know. We're going to find out.
I don't know.
I'm looking for a crab cake in Montgomery County.
But I know they have a $10,000 Mega Millions winner. And if he or she chooses to come visit us here, I will gladly hand them one of those big oversized checks and have a photo opportunity with them. We also had another winner at Food Lion. Up in Baltimore County on North Point Road. You may know that place.
Whoa. If you said North Point Road, that's Dundalk.
Well, I prefer to say Baltimore County because I don't
No, that's Dundalk. No, if it says North Point Boulevard, I mean, it could be like Edgemere or Sparrows Point, but we would still call it Dundalk.
All right. Call it what you wish. I call it a $10,000 winner, Nestor. And again, he or she happens to come visit us, we'll be more than happy to chat with them. But you're right. We also have a huge Powerball jackpot, the 10th all time. I love when things crack the top 10. I mean, you've got your 25 years and your countdown 25.
You inspired the whole thing. I don't have the little $50 tickets here, any 50-year tickets here, because I have Ravens, but you guys did.
But don't you feel something special when it's the top 10? I mean, Letterman did a top 10 for years. I mean, it's okay to be 12th or 13th, but when you're in the top 10, that's saying something, isn't it?
Well, number two was always funnier than number one in his countdown somehow,
well,
right?
Yeah. And I'm not a big fan of the beard. But that's a whole other conversation.
Okay. Yeah, but it is strange, yes.
We do have the 10th largest Powerball jackpot at this point as we are discussing it. $672 million. That would be a cash value of $320.5 million after taxes for some lucky winner. And we hope it's a Marylander because they would win roughly $214.9 million. This is my back of the envelope calculations this morning. I've got a Fruit Loop on it here. Wait a minute.
Hold on. That's what Lamar got, like $214 million guarantee. That's right. That's yes. Lamar territory. Yes.
Yes. And if they happen to be, again, a Marylander, the state of Maryland gets $28.7 million. And I think my boss, the governor, would be very pleased with that. Don't let him know that because it's not an absolute.
Hey, I'm going to see him because he's doing the show. He's doing the show in November. We're going down to Annapolis. We're having a crab cake tour. I'm setting it up right now. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things, the executive director of all things, Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We got big jackpots. We got scratch-offs. We've given some money away. We got winners. We have all of that stuff going on. Let's talk Ravens because You got these into my hands, Roz. By the way, Roz is doing the show with Greg from Northeast, my longtime listener, on Thursday at Coco. So I'm finally going to have Greg on.
Whoa!
Taking a first-place Oriole team to make this happen. But
wow,
these scratch-offs, I started giving these away. First off, they're a little bigger. They're kind of black this year, kind of like the blackout that we had for Adam Jones last week. Tell me about Raven scratch-offs, because – a minute ago, it was like, well, they're new and they're out. Now it's like we're a couple weeks into the season, and all of the prizes, like this trip to Jacksonville, doesn't feel like it's far off right now. You better give that away soon.
Matter of fact, we have, and people can go to mdlottery.com and check out all of our second chance prizes. But certainly the Ravens ticket gets a lot of excitement and fan interest, and justifiably so, because month to month, we select winners. If you have a non-winning Ravens ticket, either the $2 or the $5 ticket, you enter them into your My Lottery Rewards account, and then you can be eligible for submitting those entries into various fabulous second chance prizes, one of which coming up, as you alluded to, Nestor, a trip with the team to Jacksonville. And we will award the first of two winners on September 26th. So get your entries in. By
September 26th is like a couple days from now. They better hurry.
It's coming up quick. So get your entries in by September 25th to be eligible for the first of two trips to Jacksonville. Plus a little bit of a spending cash to go with that.
Well, that Jacksonville trip's like, that's like a holiday treat. That's December 17th is that trip. It's a Sunday night game. They're really good. Jacksonville, I mean, that's going to be like playoff kind of game.
Yeah, it should be, and we remember what happened last time. So it's sometimes those games are a little closer than you'd like, but that's why they play the games, Nestor. It's not just on paper. But we'll have, in addition to that, winner next week on the 26th. We'll also have a finalist for our grand finale, which is 20 years of Ravens tickets. So we'll select one of our finalists for that drawing, which will be held in the ultimate drawing will be held in February. But we'll also have season tickets 2024, cash prizes, game day experiences where we invite a couple lucky fans to compete head to head during a live home game by throwing a football through a target for cash prizes. Lots of fun involved with that.
It always makes me really nervous, like doing that. Cause I mean, I could throw a football okay and whatever, but I've seen people doing this for lots and lots of money and practicing. And then, you know, I sat in the stands for 25 years. I looked down and watched, and I was cheering for people, you know, that's part of the thing. You want people to do well, but it's not as easy as it looks. It really
isn't.
It
is not. And I can give you 230 million reasons why it's not. But that's a whole conversation for another day. Sometimes people who do it for a living have a difficult time getting a
Are you speaking
football.
Of Monday Night Football and the Steelers' victory over the Browns? You're not talking about
no,
that.
No, I would not. I'm just hypotheticals, because I only deal in hypotheticals.
Browns week's coming in 2 weeks. Make sure you don't have Doug on that week, Roz, or you know what I mean? I need to have you around here Browns week. But the football season's underway.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Because it's over.
Listen, you're going to have some sports wagering numbers before all this is over with.
Oh, yeah.
I've been sitting on the couch. So let this see. There's Saturday college, Sunday pro, Sunday night pro, Monday night pro, Thursday night pro, Orioles baseball 7 days a week. I Orioles baseball. I got Big Poppy football. Now I've got the Fitz Magic. Like all of this is happening. Give me a little state of sports wagering as we're now 3 weeks into this. And I know for everybody out there, there's some people out online that made some money. There are people out online that have lost some money. But this is the time of year you want everybody to kind of slow their roll a little bit, because you get a couple weeks into this. There's a lot of chances to engage and a lot of inducement to engage, I might add.
There are. And first and foremost, and we are strong partners and advocates of the American Gaming Association, the AGA's Have a Plan, Stick With It mantra for all people who choose to partake in sports wagering. And that is have a dollar spend limit, a time spend limit, do it in a social atmosphere with friends, enjoy it, have some fun, understand the odds of the proposition that you may be betting on, and don't chase losses. There's all ample opportunity. It's a long season, 18 weeks of it before you even get into the playoffs, and we are in week three. So pace yourself, have some fun, and whatever, don't bet on the Browns.
I want to say this to you. This is when the journalist in me comes out, and I don't get handed the notes, but I watch all of this happening, and every ad has – call, you know, if you have a gambling problem, call the number. get help, call the number, get help. At some point in the next couple of weeks, I want to reach to those folks and get some information about when someone does call, what happens and how do they get help? Because I think it's important for people that do have a problem that they do reach and that they feel like they can get help. And it's not just a 10-digit phone number, that there's something that happens after that happens to really try to help people.
Absolutely. And I'd be more than happy to participate in that. We have a great relationship with the University of Maryland's Center of Excellence on Problem Gambling. And that is where the 1-800-GAMBLER number that we put out in our promotions and advertising, it goes to them. They then have a wealth of resources. Sometimes it's a peer-to-peer counsel with someone who has been in that situation, who has experienced the harms of addictive gambling, and they're able to talk to someone peer to peer, non-judgmental, and help them find a way. Another thing that's very helpful too is it's the families. I mean, a lot of times you talk about the addictive behaviors of a particular gambler, but you don't see the collateral damage. You don't see the spouse, the children, the business associates who may be harmed by it as well. And the resources are there for them too. We talk about increased numbers into the 1-800-GAMBLER line. I don't think that's a bad thing. People are quick to say, well, look at that. We've got all these people with problem gambling.
Oh, so people are calling.
They're calling.
That was my
numbers.
Next question is, like, I'm wondering with all of this out here and all this availability. And John, I've had five people in my life right now that aren't in my life anymore. Right. I mean, I've known them across life that this is Pandora's box. They were gamblers. You know what I mean? Before they could click on a pitch. And I wonder, I would call on their behalf before any of this started because I know them, you know, yep. And I know how, and I'm wondering at what point, if they were to reach, because at some point I was in their circle, not really in their circle anymore, but wondering for those people in the circle to say, this could really be a problem for some of these humans that I hope that the phone's ringing. I said that to my wife. I'm like, with all of this out here, I hope there have been at least some people. I hope that number is getting called, because if it's not, that would worry me. Because I know some people over the last couple of weeks, especially this time of year, it can be. We love football. You know, I'm addicted to it in that way. I'm addicted. I wouldn't be doing anything else other than watching it. I can only imagine having a financial stake in it, and for the first time, and to have it be this readily available. And I think everything that's been out there has been about trying to get people help. And it does hearten me to know that people are calling, because I did wonder that.
People are calling, and again, it's. I mean, the stories like Phil Mickelson get play because they're celebrities, right? They're big names, but it's the people that you don't know, the anonymous people who are harmed on a very different level, they're very different scale, and these programs are in place to help them. And I think it's also key to point out that the vast majority of players, whether they're playing lottery, engaging in sports wagering, buying Powerball, Mega Millions tickets, play responsibly. 95% of the people, day in and day out. But it is a small percentage of people who do have challenges, and we're here to help them and put them in the right direction where resources can help them and their families.
Well, I make people smile when I hand them a $2 Raven scratch off at Fadley's. We had a winner last week. We had a $100 winner on the 50th anniversary at Coco's. We're going to be at Coco's on Thursday from 2 until 5. Stop by. I'm looking forward to having Liz, who makes the crab cakes at Coco's. I always see her in there. And Marcella, they're going to come on and talk some crab cakes. Roz is going to be there from the Maryland Lottery. So I'll be giving these away. She'll be watching out. If we get winners, we'll have pictures and have some fun as well. That's 2 to 5 on this Thursday at Coco's. And we're going to hiatus the Crab Cake Tour a little bit because of the playoffs and not knowing the Orioles schedule and not wanting to cancel on the governor and others. You have other scratch-off things happening right now in addition to Corvette and other really interesting prizes. I'm always you always get creative about what you give away in addition to Jacksonville prizes with the Ravens and tickets for life. But all of these contests have really kind of cool prizes above and beyond just winning 10 grand or 20 grand, which is also nice.
It's also nice. We have our Corvette ticket, our scratch-off ticket, which we'll be paying off with a second chance top prize of $150,000. And that will be in the beginning of October. So again, go to mdlottery.com to see all the details and make sure you've got your entries. If driving a nice new Corvette is in your plans, that may be a nice option for you, especially coming up for the holidays. But hey, you know what? Let me talk about other winners, because there are a couple of stories here that are just too good to pass up.
Any bus drivers this week?
You know what? I don't know about bus drivers,
No,
but I
we
know
had a
about.
bus driver 2 weeks ago, and I didn't have you on the show. And he was
Oh
holding the
man.
check, and I'm like, that's the Ralph Crampton thing comes right back for us, you know?
Oh man, that would have been
You could have a
nothing.
bus
I
driver.
yeah, I love that.
Who
I
do we
love
got? We
that.
got some winners this week.
We have a young man, 90-year-old young man, who I had the pleasure of actually meeting, and I love when I'm able to engage players when they come into our winner's lounge. This guy was a gem, and is a gem. A 90-year-old winner who, a fisherman in his past life, won over $170,000 on a fast play progressive jackpot game. And his quote, when we put it on our story on mdlottery.com, "I often look at progressive jackpot signs and wonder if anyone ever wins. I never thought it would be me." And it was great, very endearing. A father, grandfather, great grandfather, who was a retired federal government employee, and just looking to add to some retirement fund with a progressive jackpot. But the key takeaway here: a widower, unfortunately. Keep that in mind as I go to my next winner story, which is a individual who won our cash for life, which is $1,000 a week for life. And this gentleman
And that
also,
always begs the question, what happens if I die next week?
well, if you die next week, you have 20 years of prizes that you hopefully have passed
Okay.
along to
So my kid cashes
an
in my
heir.
wife. Okay, good
Right,
enough. All right,
right.
my heirs.
This individual, 79-year-old winner, also a widower. Now, I'm not here to play matchmaker, but if there are some eligible 70, 80-year-old ladies who watch, and I don't know if that's our demo. I don't know that we really appeal to 70 and 80-year-old ladies, do we?
Well, I mean, at some point, I'm getting a little older. I need a sugar mama,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, so.
But here are two guys that are out there who who are having a lot of fun playing the lottery responsibly, and great stories to
You're
share.
79 and you win 1,000 a week for life. That's pretty, because you feel like I might live to 90. My mother lived to 98. She wanted to live to 100, so it's all in there. Is there a cash option that you can take at that point or no?
Yes, there is. The winner does have an option to take a cash payout on that. But yeah, that's the fun part of stories like that, is putting yourself in those shoes and seeing what options and decisions
I
you can
always
make.
think, like, no matter what, this is way before I knew you, and even, you know, a million years ago when Buddy Rugel would come into the studio, it is so much fun to dream a little bit. And just because the dream always changes. You know, I would always see the billboards up when the money would be there, and my wife and I would come through the tunnel or whatever. We'd always say, ah, what are we going to do? Yeah, you know, I'd buy the island of blank, or I would
Right.
buy Ravens tickets for life, or I would get a condo here, or I would buy a thing there. It's never a boat for me. I've never wanted a boat, but for other people, I mean, sometimes it, you know, win 50 or 100 grand, you man, pay off really important things. I mean, we think of the fun things we could do with it, but there's a lot of pragmatic things that when people win, they take care of it. It's not just make them happy, but there's peace of mind that I'm sure you see in a lot of these older folks, especially, right?
Well, you talk about the husband and wife part of it, and there's an interesting dynamic. Again, stories on MDLottery.com of Severna Park couple who has a routine. Don't want to, probe what you and your wife's routines may be, but this guy
We play Wordle
buys.
every night. We play, that's our routine. We play Wordle.
All right. This guy
True.
buys the scratch-off tickets and brings them home to his wife, who is the scratcher. So he's the buyer, she's the scratcher,
Okay.
and they do this on a apparently a weekly basis. And fortunate enough to get a $100,000 top prize. So apparently they're going to celebrate with a dozen jumbo crabs. Now, I don't know what the going price is on a dozen jumbo crabs. I think they're going to have some cash left over.
100 grand, they're going to be good.
Yeah. I think they've got a little bit left over for something else. And then we have another couple with, again, a husband and wife who have a routine. Their scratch-off routine is that he buys the tickets, she does the scratching. What is it with the buying and the scratching?
My wife, well, she sent me out with tickets on Friday to Fadley. She's like, I have little scratcher offers that Doug gave that will help people scratch their tickets. And I'm like, you know, because I do see people struggle, and not everybody has coins anymore, right? We always used to carry change to scratch.
Right.
So there is a little bit of like bring it home and, you know, not scratch it in the car where the stuff makes a mess. You know what I mean? So I get what you're saying.
So what this guy does, and I like this, he scratches. We have an instant prize check on the bottom. If you don't want to get the schmutz all over yourself and
Okay.
scratch off the little card, you scratch the little barcode and you scan the barcode, and it says, thanks for playing, or winner. So he scratches the barcodes on the tickets he buys, so he knows he's got a winner. And then he gives it to his wife to scratch the details to find out how much they've won. So he does this, and he knows it's a big winner on what he scratched. So he wants to see his wife's reaction. Now, this is where he gets to be a little cruel. He wants to see his wife's reaction because it's not a $5, $10, $20 winner. It is, in fact, a $50,000 top prize. Needless to say, she was a little shocked by that. I thought, of course, it wasn't possible and can't believe it. But there it is, reality imitating life again, or whatever the saying is. So I think it's fun. People have rituals, little routines. We all know people who enjoy these games have superstitions. And if one buys and one scratches, or check the prize check and then scratch, whatever works for you, we hope that you're playing responsibly and you're enjoying it. And we thank you for playing.
John Martin from the Maryland Lottery here, engaging us with all sorts of comedy and fun and winners and scratch-offs. I'll have these at Coco's. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm trying to get a show over at Das Beer Hall, which was the barn many years ago. We had many, many memories there. That is number 24 on our top 25 countdown of all of our 25th anniversary celebration. You can find that out at Baltimore Positive. That's brought to you by Curio and Far and Daughter as well. The Crab Cake Tour is getting back at the Coco's this week. John, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework here this week, and I know you're going to find the answer for me, because and this is going to be off you. These are the tickets I'm giving away, and when you scratch this, everybody knows there are shavings of some kind that come, something used to be silver that would get in wherever, get in the carpet of your car or on the floor or whatever. You referred to it as schmutz. Now that, and I think we all know which that is a catch-all. We have different words from that when you're from Dundalk. But I do want to know, for next week, this is research for you. What's the official stuff? What is this really called? Like, I don't – is in the factory, what is it called? I just need to know that.
All right. I will I will get you –
the layering agent on – I mean, we've been doing this for 50 years, scratching these things, right? I don't know what the name of the silver – it's not schmutz. It's something else. It has a real official name. I know it does, right?
I will get you the scientific. Do I need to wear a white lab coat? I will get you the scientific explanation.
All right, good. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, reminding you, please play responsibly. Take it easy. Slow the roll out there. It's all of that yelling y'all did at me, and certainly a lot of yelling at John. Get mobile on. Get wagering. We need sports wagering in this. It's all here. It's all there. Just please slow the roll, play responsibly. Do what my wife does. A couple bucks on the chance to win $700 million this week. We'll be talking Mega Millions, talking Powerball. And also, John, before I let you go, I was out on the schedule here up on the lottery news page. You guys are going to be a trifecta this week. I hope it doesn't rain. We got Artscape downtown. You got an Oyster Fest coming up. We got a barbecue bash. You're going to be with the Purple folks down at the Ravens. You guys are doing spinning the wheel. Roz and Doug, everybody's busy in your place, right?
Come visit us. We try to be at all the events where we need to be seen, and we enjoy talking to players. Spin the wheel, leave with some nice little tchotchkes, and take home prizes. But have some fun. Come out and see us, and we look forward to it.
Best part of being in Chesapeake Bay is the world is your oyster fest on the 28th, the Westminster Oyster Stroll on my birthday, October 14th. Maybe something to do there as well. It's the crab and oyster season. I had some fried oysters at Fagley's the other day. Damie did a whole segment on the importance of oysters and eating lots of oysters right now and getting them tasty and Rockefeller and stew and soup and all those good ways. So we are going to get out doing some crab cakes and oysters, probably a few beverages as well. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away these scratch-offs, the $2 Black Raven scratch-offs. Make sure you're getting in for that Jacksonville trip if you are playing as well and getting your second chances involved. Our friends at Window Nation, 86690 Nation, putting it on. And Jiffy Lube, we're doing oil changes as well. I'll be telling you more about that at Coco's on Thursday. On behalf of the Maryland Lottery and John Martin, I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking 25th anniversary, cupcakes, baseball playoffs, undefeated Ravens, and Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.